A cosmic blueprint. A living cosmic blueprint for humanity's future. I am One World Nation, October 2025. The Earth is awakening. The Earth is stirring beneath the noise of politics and progress, beneath the hum of cities and machines. Something vast begins to move, a pulse older than time itself. It rises through the soil, through oceans and clouds, through the dreams of humankind, calling us to remember what we are. Imagine a planet awakening from a long sleep. Not a change of season, but of soul. Mountains seem to breathe, rivers shimmer with new intention, and every heart that listens feels the same quiet whisper. We are one life unfolding together. This is the story of that awakening, the emergence of what some have begun to call the I Am One World Nation. It isn't a country or a doctrine. It's the memory of a truth long buried, that humanity and the Earth form a single living organism, alive with purpose, waiting to step into a brighter octave of being. In this story, two sparks lit up the horizon. One was the true constitution of 2020, a God proclamation and declaration, not written for governments, but for the human spirit, a promise that freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness begins within. The other, the Declaration for the Freedom of Humanity of 2022, widened that promise into a planetary invitation. Together, they sounded a note, not of human law, but of resonance, calling every soul to recognize its own sovereign rights in the eyes of God and in life itself. As the new vibration spreads unerringly, we the people can begin to sense it in unexpected ways. Some will feel it as a quickening in the body, a subtle radiance behind ordinary perception. Others will meet it in the quiet of meditation or in the sudden realization that every living thing is breathing the same invisible breath of life. It is as if the planet itself remembers its song, and through that song teaches all how to listen again. In this vision, ascension is not escape. It is participation. Stones, rivers, animals, and angels all rise together, each part of the same cosmic current returning to the source. Humanity, once divided by belief and boundary, is invited to become a single luminous species again, this time as part of the new Adam-Cadman race, where the pattern of wholeness awakens within matter. At the heart of it all lies one living principle, the living organism of unity. Society, long driven by worldly elites and false authorities whose only agenda was control, now gives way as the sons and daughters of God begin to reorganize themselves into new circles of collaboration, networks of hearts and minds aligned with a shared vision. Here, creation itself is understood as cosmic law. Whatever we hold in focused love and purpose precipitates into form. Thought becomes seed, intention becomes movement, and the world responds as mirror and ally. In this world, there are no rulers and no ruled. Authority belongs to resonance. When a group moves in harmony with the divine rhythm, decisions arise naturally, as if whispered by the earth herself. Prosperity becomes a rhythm of giving, energy circulating through trust rather than taxation. Wealth is measured not in possession, but in participation, in how freely love and abundance can flow equally to all. The individual, far from lost in the collective, becomes radiant within it, a minister of goodwill, a steward of wisdom, a spark of the one flame. The old structures of power, religion, and economy dissolve into something more fluid, communities acting as cells within the heart of the planet. The world begins to beat again, generous and alive. And so the story opens, not with conquest, but with cooperation, not with prophecy, but with remembrance. For beyond all borders and languages, a single republic already exists, a nation of light waiting for humanity to recognize itself within it. The three currents of cosmic intelligence. As the new vibration spreads through human awareness, a pattern begins to reveal itself, a map not of geography, but of energy. Those who can sense it speak of three immense currents flowing through the life of the planet, each one ancient as the stars yet newly awakening in the human heart. Together they form the architecture of what some call the divine mind of Earth. Three rivers of purpose, love, and intelligence that shape the evolution of worlds. The first current rises from the blazing center known as Shambhala, the hidden heart, a world within the earth. It moves like lightning through the layers of creation, igniting transformation wherever stagnation has taken hold. When this current touches civilization, empires tremble and old systems crumble, not out of cruelty, but out of mercy. It burns away what can no longer hold light. Those who feel it describe a power that liberates through destruction, a cleansing flame preparing the soil for renewal. The second current flows from the spiritual hierarchy, the invisible order of teachers and guardians who hold the planet in the field of divine love. It moves gently, like breath, translating purpose into compassion, turning revelation into service. Through this current, love takes form. It becomes the quiet courage of healers, the insight of scientists, the vision of artists, the selfless labor of those who build bridges between hearts. It is the melody behind every act of goodwill. The third current is humanity itself, the living bridge where the fires of spirit meet the density of matter. This current sings through our thinking, our creating, our striving to understand. It is the current of intelligent activity, transforming divine ideals into tangible reality. When we speak truth, invent, or dream a better world, we become conductors of this power. Together, these three currents, Shambhala, the hierarchy, and humanity, form the head, heart, and throat of the planetary being in whom we live. Their interplay is the pulse of evolution. Will gives direction, love gives motive, and intelligence gives expression. When they move in harmony, the whole world begins to glow with coherence, like a single thought held in the mind of God. Through this pattern, we start to see that divine purpose does not belong to individuals, it belongs to the whole. The plan is not concerned with one person's destiny, but with the awakening of an entire species. It guides nations, cultures, and even the subtle elements of matter itself, shifting everything toward higher synthesis. Our task is to listen for this rhythm, to let spirit and substance meet through us, so that heaven and earth may finally remember each other. Within this great orchestration, three archetypal presences work as the living notes of creation. The Manu carries the tone of will, shaping the evolution of races and civilizations. The Christ holds the tone of love, illuminating the heart of humanity. The Maha Chohan carries the tone of intelligence, guiding the progress of culture, art, and science. They are the trinity through which the universe breathes. From their harmony arises a single revelation, that brotherhood and sisterhood are not ideals but facts of existence. Every soul is a spark of one vast consciousness, a note in the same symphony of being. As above, so below is not a metaphor. It is the geometry of life itself. Humanity mirrors the cosmos. The cosmos mirrors humanity. When one awakens, the other shines more brightly. And so the story widens. The atom seeks self-awareness. Humanity seeks group awareness. The planet seeks God awareness. Each step completes the last, weaving a ladder from matter to spirit. We stand in the middle, bridging both worlds, destined to become conscious co-creators in the divine experiment of evolution. To live this truth is to become a flame within the greater fire, a bearer of light whose wisdom arises not from belief, but from direct seeing. This is the path of the masters of wisdom, the forerunners of the new humanity, who know by heart what the mind can only glimpse. Their science is compassion, their art is love, their purpose is to reveal what has always been true, that the universe is alive and we are its awakening consciousness. The threshold of Aquarius. There comes a moment in the life of every world when an old rhythm begins to fade and a new vibration takes its place. Humanity now stands within such a moment, poised between the ebbing tide of Pisces and the dawning radiance of Aquarius. The change is not only in the heavens, but in the pulse of our own blood. Something ancient is closing, and something vast, intimate, and new is beginning to sing through us. The Piscean Age was an era of faith and following, of devotion to leaders, gods, and institutions that stood between the seeker and the source. It built great religions and mighty empires, but it also bound the human spirit in obedience to outer forms. Now Aquarius arrives, the water bearer, pouring living light directly into the hearts of all who are ready to drink. It is the age of direct knowing, of shared vision, of community founded upon the freedom of the soul. This shift on the cosmic scale begins quietly inside each of us. It is the slow awakening of cells, the quickening of thought, the shimmer that passes through the mind when it realizes it is infinite. The light of Aquarius doesn't descend from above, it rises from within, activating the hidden codes of memory carried in the human body. The atoms of our being, long tuned to the dense frequencies of struggle and separation, are learning to sing in a higher key. As the inner transformation unfolds, the outer world mirrors it. Every crisis becomes an initiation. Every collapse is an opening through which the new can be born. Even the great wars of history, with all their pain, are seen in this light as passages of planetary initiation. They tore veils between worlds and revealed what had been hidden, that life does not end with death, that spirit is indestructible, that the light always finds its way through darkness. What was once tragedy becomes testimony, proof that humanity is capable of rebirth. The Aquarian age calls us to see beyond punishment and reward, beyond blame and victimhood. It invites us to recognize that every challenge, personal or global, is a mirror reflecting the next lesson of the soul. Storms of weather, storms of mind, and storms of society are all expressions of one truth. The world is remaking itself, and we are the hands through which it happens. And now, as the distance between the visible and the invisible grows thin, something extraordinary begins. The teachers of light, once distant, known only through myth and meditation, are moving closer. They no longer descend as gods to be worshipped, but walk among us as friends, mentors, collaborators in the art of renewal. Their language is energy, their communication heart to heart. Gradually, speech itself will give way to a purer form of sharing, telepathy, the communion of thought and love unspoken. In this new silence, only the sincere will be heard. To prepare, we are asked for stillness, not withdrawal, but the stillness of clarity. For in a world where silence itself becomes language, truth must be our native tongue. Each mind is a transmitter, each heart a receiver. The future will belong to those who have learned to listen within. And as consciousness refines, so too will our science. Three great discoveries are waiting just beyond the threshold, gifts from the next octave of human genius. The first is the mastery of energy, the realization that the atom's power is not a weapon but a bridge to freedom. When harnessed in harmony with spiritual law, this energy will dissolve scarcity itself. Work will become creation, and abundance will flow as naturally as breath. The second is the revelation of light, the discovery that vision extends beyond the visible. Humanity will learn to see the subtle radiance surrounding every living thing, the fields of color that reveal the harmony or dissonance of the soul. Race and creed will fade before the undeniable fact that all beings are variations of one light. The third is the understanding of sound, the vibration that shapes all matter. Sound will be known as the instrument of divine creation, the very word by which form arises through sacred tone. Humanity will once again participate consciously in the building of worlds. Energy, light, and sound, the trinity of the new science, will not divide spirit and matter but unite them. They will re-enchant the human experience, turning technology into artistry and knowledge into reverence. In the age of Aquarius, discovery itself becomes devotion. This is the promise of the new horizon, a civilization where wisdom and wonder walk hand in hand, where truth is not taught but remembered, and where every human being is recognized as a cell in the living body of the earth, radiant, aware, and joyfully becoming. The Great Invocation and the Laws of the Soul. There are moments when humanity calls out to the heavens and the heavens answer. In 1945, at the closing of a world in ashes, a prayer was given, the Great Invocation. It was more than words, it was a note struck across dimensions, a sound that bridged divine intention and human longing. Each time it was spoken with sincerity, a filament of light was woven between the realms. Together, those voices created a living bridge through which the new rhythm of the earth could descend. The invocation became a key of remembrance. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. So it began, teaching that light, love, and will are not abstractions, but forces that move through human thought. Repeated daily, it seeded the collective heart with a single certainty, that what we invoke with love will one day become our world. From this living prayer, the outline of a new world religion began to shimmer, not a religion of dogma, but of direct knowing. Its rituals are alignment, its temple, the heart. Three truths form its pillars: that there is a spiritual hierarchy of consciousness guiding evolution, that invocation and evocation are sciences of cooperation with higher realms, and that the universe itself is alive, each star a conscious being within the body of the divine. As these truths dawn, belief gives way to experience. Humanity begins to know what once it merely hoped. The old faith and its intermediaries yield to the realization that the sacred lives within every thought, every breath. We are no longer subjects of heaven, we are partners in its unfolding. But the energies that stream from higher planes are impartial. They magnify whatever they touch. 2 centuries ago, an outpouring of divine will entered the human field. It inspired visionaries who lifted nations, but it also inflamed ambition in those unready for its fire. The same current that birthed compassion also birthed tyranny. The lesson is simple and profound. Power itself is innocent. It is the consciousness behind it that determines its path. Now, as the current deepens, a new alignment approaches. The years leading toward 2035, a cycle of balance under the sign of Libra. Justice will be reimagined, not as punishment, but as restoration, the art of right relationship. Law will become a language of love made practical, ensuring that the smallest voice is heard within the chorus of the whole. Even governance will begin to turn its gaze toward the well-being of children, the carriers of future light, whose protection will become the measure of every nation's greatness. Education will widen its horizon beyond arithmetic and history. Children will learn the laws of the soul, rebirth, karma, in the quiet certainty that every act ripples through the web of life. Citizenship will no longer mean obedience to authority, but participation in the harmony of the planet. To be educated will mean to be conscious of connection, and our circle of compassion will grow wider still. The animal kingdom, long treated as resource, will be recognized as kin. Stewardship will replace dominion. Empathy will extend across species and elements. The forests, the oceans, the winds themselves will be regarded as sacred partners in the same unfolding journey. Beneath these changes runs a deeper pattern, the geometry of 7, the septenary rhythm that binds cosmos and soul. 7 rays, 7 centers, 7 paths through which divine life flows. To sense this pattern is to glimpse the harmony behind creation, the 1 becoming 3, the 3 becoming 7, the 7 returning to 1. It is the heartbeat of the universe translated into form. Through this rhythm moves the law of the supplementary 7, a law of transformation that dissolves what has served its purpose and reveals the life within. It is the hand that removes the shell so the seed may grow, the breath that clears the mirror so light can pass. In human terms, it is the power of release, the courage to let the old fall away so that essence can shine unimpeded. This is what the masters call abstraction, the sacred art of withdrawal from forms that no longer fit the spirit. It is not death but resurrection, the lifting of consciousness from density into freedom. Just as the serpent sheds its skin, so must humanity shed its worn identities, its fears and separations, to reveal the radiant core beneath. At the planetary scale, abstraction becomes circulation, the free exchange of energy among the 3 great centers, Shambhala, the hierarchy, and humanity. When their currents flow without obstruction, divine purpose, love, and intelligence move as one living stream. In September 2020, it is said, this circulation was achieved for the first time in Earth's history, opening a channel through which the saving force could enter ordinary life. From that moment, every sincere thought of goodwill became part of a planetary heartbeat, quickening toward light. And so begins the work of a new order of souls, men and women no longer seeking personal perfection, but collective realization. The will of the group replaces the striving of the individual. Each person becomes a tone within a symphony, resonating not for self-glory, but for harmony. To walk this path requires qualities of the heart: selfless love for humanity, openness to inner light, clarity of purpose, intuition, and an unshakable trust in the future. These are the credentials of those who lead, not by command but by presence. Their authority will be radiance itself. Saint-Germain and the renewal of human consciousness. Every age has its messengers, souls who step forward when humanity forgets its light. Among them walks Saint-Germain, the violet flame of transformation made human. His voice is not thunder, but resonance, a reminder that freedom is not granted from without, but awakened from within. He tells us that the past was a rehearsal. The movements that rose in his name, great and sincere though they were, could not yet sustain the fire they invoked. Their followers looked upward for miracles instead of inward for mastery. The current of divine energy poured through them like lightning through ungrounded wire, brilliant, brief, and gone. Yet from every spark that touched the earth, a seed was planted for what would come next. That next unfolding was never meant to be an organization or a creed. It would appear instead as living organisms of consciousness, groups of souls united not by hierarchy, but by shared vibration. Each circle would act as a tuning fork, holding resonance for the world, proving that perfection is not bestowed, it is earned through daily alignment with the heart of truth. In this design, progress is not measured in followers, but in frequency. Every act of kindness, every moment of integrity, strengthens the field. Saint-Germain speaks of consciousness as the laboratory of creation. Every thought is an experiment, every emotion, a charge of energy-shaping matter. Your world, he says, is the mirror of your imagination. There is no punishment, only reflection. The storms of the planet, the unrest of nations, even the imbalance of the body, all echo the turbulence of collective thought. When we purify the inner climate, the outer world responds in kind. Fear, he warns, is the great contagion. It multiplies faster than any virus because it feeds upon attention. To heal the earth, humanity must redirect its gaze from crisis to potential, from outrage to understanding. Thought held in love becomes light. Light held in faith becomes form. This is the alchemy of the new era. The Christ letters echo this truth in another key. They reveal that the miracles of Jesus were not suspensions of law, but demonstrations of it. The Master healed because he knew, beyond doubt, that the life of God flowed through him unbroken, and every cell responded to that knowing. So it is with us. The moment we remember our divine origin, the current of perfection begins to flow unobstructed, restoring balance where we thought only decay existed. As this realization spreads, nature itself responds. The prophets say that when human consciousness attains harmony, even the elements will rejoice. Predators will lose the need to hunt. Disease will have no resonance through which to live. The earth will breathe as one organism again, oceans clear, skies calm, seasons gentle. Technology will still exist, but it will mirror natural intelligence rather than defy it. A turning point came on April 4th, 2020, the global day of independence. Many expected judgment. What arrived was liberation. Through a global invocation of divine justice and creative father consciousness, a new frequency anchored itself within the planetary grid. Its purpose was not destruction, but purification, the gentle yet unrelenting dissolution of all that thrived on manipulation or fear. Old systems built upon secrecy and control began to loosen their grip, not by revolt, but by irrelevance. Saint-Germain described this as the release of shadow technologies. Systems that once invaded privacy or enslaved attention would gradually neutralize themselves. The invisible hands that steered economies from behind curtains of power would falter. Chief among these was the vast financial machinery that had chained value to debt. Its decline, he said, would herald the birth of a planetary exchange based not on possession, but participation, a circulation of resources mirroring the circulation of breath. In this emerging order, wealth becomes sacrament. The flow of abundance is the flow of love. Giving and receiving are two beats of the same heart. Work is no longer toil, but expression, a joyful contribution to the whole. The very idea of taxation fades, replaced by voluntary generosity. Prosperity ceases to be a privilege and becomes a natural condition of alignment. This is the renewal Saint-Germain foresees, A humanity sovereign yet united, inventive yet reverent, powerful yet gentle. Each individual becomes a steward of creative energy, governing the inner realm as carefully as kings once governed nations. Rule yourself, he whispers, and the world will follow. For the kingdom he speaks of is not an empire, but a frequency, the frequency of freedom. And as more hearts attune to it, the resonance becomes irreversible. The new earth is not arriving, it is appearing, drawn forth by the collective remembrance that creation has always awaited our consent. The sovereignty of the soul and the dawn of the new earth. At the edge of every era, there comes a silence, a breath before creation turns its next page. In that stillness, Saint-Germain's final words echo like a bell across the fields of time. The age of mastery has begun. You are no longer students of the light, you are its expression. Humanity stands now at the threshold of its own remembering. The powers once hidden in monasteries and mystery schools are awakening in ordinary hearts. The flame of divine sovereignty, long veiled by fear and dependence, begins to burn again in the center of each soul. It whispers the oldest truth. You were never servants of heaven, you were co-creators of it. This sovereignty is not rebellion, it is the end of illusion. It does not separate but unites, for the truly sovereign soul recognizes the same divinity shining in every other. The new order rising upon the planet is not a government, but a consciousness, a network of awakened beings acting from inner authority, guided by love rather than law. Saint-Germain warns that the tools humanity has built, its machines, its networks, its dazzling technologies, are mirrors of its own mind. Used without wisdom, they reflect fragmentation. Used with awareness, they amplify unity. The challenge is not to reject them, but to sanctify them, to fill each invention with intention, each system with soul. The future is not a return to the past, but the spiritualization of the present. The I Am One World Nation is not a nation at all. It is a vibration, a state of being. It has no borders, no hierarchy of wealth or power. It is the living realization that our life is interconnected consciousness, infinitely creative, and the evolution of the whole human race, endlessly expanding. The moment a person remembers this, they become a citizen of that invisible democracy, the equality of divine light. Economically, the change will appear as a gentle collapse of coercion. Money, once an instrument of control, becomes a language of gratitude, a means to circulate energy in service of beauty and purpose. The old architecture of debt and scarcity, built upon separation, simply dissolves as humanity stops believing in it. True abundance flows through cooperation. When love directs exchange, nothing can be hoarded, everything moves. Society begins to reorganize itself, not around fear of lack, but around joy of contribution. The artist, the farmer, the healer, the scientist, all recognize themselves as channels of the same creative current. The boundaries between spiritual and practical, sacred and secular, vanish. Service becomes the new art form, and living becomes prayer. Governance, too, transforms. Leadership no longer rises from ambition, but from resonance. Communities gather around those whose inner frequency harmonizes with the collective need of the moment. Authority becomes fluid, transparent, temporary, like the role of conductor in a symphony that never stops playing. Decision-making flows not from command but from communion. And through it all, one realization takes root. Consciousness is causation. The outer world is the echo of the inner. Every heart healed, every thought illumined, reshapes the pattern of the whole. This is not metaphor, it is law. Matter itself listens to consciousness, responding like an instrument tuned by intention. When humanity collectively remembers this, healing will not be an event but a way of being. Diseases will lose their lower resonance. Climates will stabilize, and the earth will return to balance because her children will finally be dreaming within the harmonic voice, aligning to her loving pulse. The kingdom of heaven will not descend from the sky. It will emerge from the ground of awareness itself. And so the story lives on, just as it began, from the very first breath and word of God, new world,